Pendengar sekalian, seiring dengan bertambahnya usia, bagi beberapa orang, kesepian dan perasaan tujuan juga hilang. Diperkirakan 10-15% orang lanjut usia akan mengalami depresi. Apakah tanda-tandanya dan bagaimana Anda bisa memulai percakapan dengan orang yang Anda khawatirkan? Berikut ini sebuah rangkuman tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Chen Yu Wang. Malini Bagus adalah sukarelawan di Yayasan Enliven di Southeast of Melbourne. Ia menghubungkan pengungsi dengan migran ke layanan kesehatan dan permukiman yang sesuai. Malini memperhatikan bahwa orang lansia lebih rentan terhadap depresi dengan gejala-gejalanya yang sering keliru dianggap sebagai bagian dari penuaan.
First thing is they themselves are not aware that they are going through some kind of sickness. The few people they have connection with, they are unable to identify, okay, this person is going through some kind of anxiety or depression. That's why they are behaving this way or that's why they are unable to sleep.
Mantan Presiden Nasional dari AMA, Dr. Mukesh Haikarwal, adalah anggota Dewan Yayasan Beyond Blue dan seorang dokter praktisi umum. Ia mengatakan sementara orang-orang dari beberapa budaya mungkin lebih pendiam dalam berbagai masalah mereka, namun ada tanda-tanda untuk mengetahui apakah seseorang mengalami depresi.
It's often just the way in which they appear. They haven't taken time to look after themselves with how they dress, demeanor, you know, the way they groom themselves. The house may be untidy. They may just not speak very happily, bit of a monotone. No life in the speech. It means that they are not functioning well, not really in any interest, nothing sort of to look forward to, nothing that they're enjoying at the moment.
Bekerja sebagai dokter umum di Altona North, salah satu kota madya paling multikultural di Australia, Dr. Haikarwal sering melihat orang-orang yang membawa orang tua mereka untuk check-up setelah terjadi gejala depresi.
In my practice, on a daily basis, I'll have concerned neighbors bringing in their older, retired neighbors because they're worried about them one shape or form. It may be because of a medical issue. It may be because they're losing weight. It may be because they're tearful. It may be because they're just disengaged. And approaching that is really important.
Malina mengakui bahwa berbicara dengan orang tua tentang keadaan mental mereka adalah suatu hal yang tidak mudah.
I just be there for them, give them calls, go out with them, just to make them feel comfortable. If I feel that they need to see someone professionally, I connect them with them and encourage them to say that, you know, this is nothing wrong, that everybody has problems like this. It is just common. So just giving them hope.
Jika Anda khawatir tentang kesejahteraan mental seorang lansia, Dr. Haikarwal menyarankan untuk memulainya dengan percakapan yang sederhana.
People will not say that they are low or depressed. They always put a brave face on. The most common greeting is, how are you going? How are you? And the most common response is, I'm all right. And it's actually important to go beyond that. How is, you know, other aspects of your life? Like, how are you feeling? Are you sleeping all right? Are you eating all right? Is anything worrying you? Have you got stress? Words like that in the non-clinical setting, which can be a good alert and a good trigger to keep the conversation and take it at the next level.
Terkadang gangguan jiwa juga bisa terlihat seperti penyakit atau gejala fisik, termasuk rasa sakit atau kelelahan.
If something's wrong, it's wrong. But sometimes it can be a depressive illness, anxiety illness, which can mimic some of the symptoms of those medical conditions. So you always need to work those side by side and not ignore the medical, somatic, and not ignore the depressive mental health illness sides of it as well. So that you can be sure that you're eliminating the somatics, so that you're not just bobbing people off and saying it's all in your mind, which you must never do. It's a very unhelpful way to be. But you must always work through the mental health side of things when you're dealing with the bodily somatic.
Dan biasanya pemicu umum seperti penyakit, kesedihan dan kehilangan, tekanan finansial, isolasi sosial atau relokasi orang yang tercinta seringkali dapat menyebabkan depresi.
People who are retired or retiring and feel that they have a lack of purpose. Older people often feel a burden on their families. They feel a burden on their children, grandchildren. And, you know, they need to be reassured that's not the case. And if they are unwell, the illnesses can be dealt with. And it may mean dealing with the medical side, but also may mean dealing with the stress side as well. And that's not a bad thing. It can be dealt with.
Di Australia, sebanyak 45% orang akan mengalami kondisi kesehatan mental dalam hidup mereka. Pada tahun tertentu, 1 juta orang dewasa akan menderita depresi dan 2 juta orang akan mengalami kekhawatiran. Ada beberapa langkah yang bisa Anda lakukan jika Anda mengkhawatirkan kesejahteraan seseorang dan tidak yakin akan apa yang harus dilakukan.
there's a lot that can be done, including conversation, including joining people up to other people who can put a bit of spark back into their life, provide them activities, and obviously and a connection with health professional, general practitioner, psychologists, other people around that are working in the community that can support people.
Marina juga melihat pembentukan jejaring sosial adalah hal yang sangat bermanfaat untuk meningkatkan kebahagiaan seseorang secara keseluruhan.
Especially the people who are connected with something like, say, religious people. There are senior groups, ethnic senior groups are there. There's some kind of interaction with the other people. That way they get to have a better quality of life and have a longer life as well.
Jika Anda atau seseorang yang Anda kenal mungkin mengalami depresi, Anda bisa mencari tahu lebih banyak dengan mengunjungi situs-situs seperti sane.org atau blackdoginstitute.org.au, juga lifeline.org.au dan beyondblue.org.au. Jika Anda memerlukan dukungan melalui telepon, hubungilah Lifeline 131114 atau Men's Line Australia untuk pria segala umur pada nomor 1300-789-978 atau kontak Beyond Blue pada nomor 1300-224636. Anda juga dapat mengakses layanan juru bicara gratis, hubungilah TIS pada nomor 131-450.